Well, let's go to Colorado now, where the ski industry giant Vail Resorts is trying to finalize its purchase of the Crested Butte Mountain Resort. It's a remarkable turn of events for Crested Butte that's long prided itself on being anti-corporate. Colorado Public Radio's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Crested Butte, Colorado has always liked to talk about how it's different. In the 1980s, ads called it a cost-conscious alternative to bigger resorts. The same altitude as Vail, one said, but more down to earth. John Norton came up with that last one. He was an executive at Crested Butte in the 1980s. And he says for a long time, this resort and town were different.
You know, if we had been on Denver's doorstep, we wouldn't look anything like we are today. And I probably wouldn't want to live here. It's just our remote location has saved the place.
Crested Butte is tucked into the end of a picturesque valley, at least 4 hours from Denver. The town is full of Victorian storefronts and refurbished miner shacks. In the 70s, self-described hippies bought these places for rock-bottom prices after the last coal mine shut down and before the ski area took off. And while these homes now routinely sell for more than $1 million, the town's been able to hold on to its funky charm. They even gave themselves a catchy title.
Who came up with the last great ski town in Colorado? That's brilliant marketing.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if that was the community or the ski area, but when we first heard the expression, everybody seemed to agree with it.
And that's why, when news came down earlier this summer that Vail Resorts, the Vail Resorts, would buy Crested Butte, some locals screamed bloody murder. One critic is Matt Steinwand. He maintains trails and builds skis for a living, and he pays $300 a month in rent for a duplex downtown.
It's really one of the last sort of affordable, admittedly run-down ski bum pads.
The grass in the yard comes up nearly to my knees. There are bikes everywhere, including a massive tricycle powered by motorcycle engines. Steinwand worries that when Vail moves in, a real estate boom will follow, and the few affordable places like his will disappear.
I think we're going to lose some of our soul, for sure. We're not going to be as eccentric anymore.
Real estate agents say prices are up significantly since Vail announced the purchase. Affordable housing is already a huge issue here, like it is in so many ski towns across the West. But here's the thing. A lot of people in town are excited, or at least cautiously hopeful, about Vail's arrival. Extreme skiers, an executive at the arts nonprofit, even John Norton has changed his mind.
Well, I think we got lucky.
Norton, who used to make fun of Vail, admits Crested Butte's glory days are behind it.
There was always a dream, and as yet unfulfilled, that the resort was going to take, you know, its place on the national stage. But it's never gotten its feet underneath it.
Chairlifts need an upgrade. The base area needs a refresh. The outgoing owners didn't have the cash for that. But Norton and others I talked to here think that Vail does. Vail wouldn't talk about the deal, but the company said in a statement that it'll put $35 million into Crested Butte and three other resorts it's buying. And that, quote, honoring the history of Crested Butte and the surrounding community is crucial to us. Kathy Sporsich is a retired teacher and a rare Crested Butte native. She's hopeful that Vail will fix the place up.
You might as well look for some of the positive because it's a fact. And I don't think Vail wants to or can change the funkiness of Crested Butte.
The town is just a few weeks from its fall off season. Temperatures at night are dipping into the 40s. And that means snow could be just a month or two away. For Here and Now, I'm Nathaniel Miner.